welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast today, and we thank you for tuning in and looking forward to a great Tuesday with you. And we'll be along with you and have some thoughts about being a witness for the Lord here in just a little bit and being ready to give an answer, because there's just something different about serving the Lord, and it may prompt some people to ask a question. And we'll look at that here in just a little bit. But first, let's hear a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to read letters on the radio today. And I was just visiting with Brother Lamar Whittemore, pastor of Baptist Church in Watertown, South Dakota, and he does our editing. And because of the technology today, we do everything online, and some of the folks here at the Tract League have never met him, but we appreciate Brother Lamar. And he was mentioning to me today, he says, you know, those letters are so good, you need to repeat reading them. And I says, we already do it. So here's one that we received a few years ago, but it's such a blessing. So give us a listen. Dear brothers in Christ, I was a member of the Jehovah's Witness Church, but one day while walking downtown, I found this tract on the street. I picked it up, I read it, and bought a Bible, believed in the Savior, repented of my sins, got baptized, and now I walk in the light. It's been many years now. I have friends that are still Jehovah's Witness, but thankfully I have led some to the Lord. I'm sending you the tract that I found them many years ago. Do you still print it? And yes, we still print it, and we gave sent him a few of these tracts so he can be handing it out. Thank you for the Word of God.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast, and it is a blessing to be along with you. This is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and I'm coming to you from Watertown, South Dakota. I'm so thankful. I know we've said this recently, but I'm so thankful for the privilege we have to be a part of the Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League. And the Lord has us here in South Dakota as church planters, and the Lord has allowed us to see a couple of churches started, also assist many other church planters and things of that nature. And we've been here, well, coming up not to be 16 years. God moved us to Watertown, South Dakota, and we're so thankful for it. And Brother Bruce DeLang is from South Dakota originally, and thankful for his reaching out and allowing us to be a part and to produce the Fellowship Broadcast, and pray that it is a continual blessing to you. And looking forward to the Bread of Life camp meeting coming up here in just a few weeks. And if you have not went to, you can go to breadoflifecampmeeting.org. That's breadoflifecampmeeting.org, and you can find the Bread of Life camp meeting updates there. And it is a wonderful blessing to be a part of that, and looking forward to what the Lord has. But we're so thankful that God allows us. I said .org.com, breadoflifecampmeeting.com. But so thank God that he allows us to be a help to the Fellowship Tract League. It has just been a great blessing to us down throughout the years, and that we can give back some and to produce the broadcast is a great blessing. And we thank the Lord for it and praise God for his goodness to us. But thankful for this goodness and allowing us to be a part of it. And just wanted to say praise the Lord for that today. Well, we're looking in today. I'd like to look in 1 Peter chapter number 3, 1 Peter chapter number 3, and to look at a thought about being a witness for the Lord. And when we think about it, he tells us to do something here, and it is really something that prompts it that I'd like to think about. And earlier on, maybe just bring you up to speed as to what he is speaking of. He talks about our relationship with our fellow believers and how that we are to be compassionate, we're to be tenderhearted, and we're to be loving towards them and courteous towards them, not rendering evil for evil. And there are opportunities to do that because human beings have a way of doing wrong and to and things of that nature. So we must be reminded that we do not render that and things like that. But when we do that, he says to remember the prompting of that, the reason for that is because that God's eyes are everywhere. He sees, he's in control, he's in charge, and he knows how to take care of those things. But there are those who would render evil for good. And he says, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Happy when you're going through hard times. Happy when people are giving you such grief and heartache and even persecuting believers. He says in Timothy, yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Happy? Well, happy in the sense, no doubt, that we're being associated with the Lord. And he said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And they rejected him, they're going to reject us. And he says, how do you respond to that, though? He said, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. In essence, what happens is they treat you a certain way, expecting a response, and you don't give it. And somewhere along the way, somebody's going to say, what in the world is different that would make you act like that? How could you respond in such a manner when I'm treating you this way? And he says, when they do that, and it will happen, he says, be ready to give an answer. My question to you is, first of all, do you have an answer? Do you have hope within you that would cause you to respond differently to ridicule, to persecution, and things of that nature? If you do have it, are you prepared to share it? One of the things that we've thought about a lot at our church this year is found there in Romans chapter number 1, when, and maybe we'll visit this next week, but when the Apostle Paul said, he said, I am debtor. There was a realization that he owed a debt and was responsible for what he had heard. And then later on, he says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And it seems like that in Christendom, in believers, that when we get saved, there's a realization that we're responsible for what we've heard. And I really believe that if you've been born again, that you're not ashamed of what you've learned. You're not ashamed of this position in Christ you've come to. You're not ashamed of that. But in the middle of it, he says, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. I'm ready to preach. And the breakdown seems to be not in a realization and not in a backwardness and being ashamed of something. The breakdown seems to be being ready. And the God of heaven has promised that there are things that's going to happen. And if you live for God and you live righteous, there'll be those who persecute. There'll be those who ridicule. And somewhere along the way, that's going to open the door of witness. And the truth is this. Are you ready? Do you have an answer prepared for the hope that lieth in you? Why would you respond so different? Why would you act so different? I don't know what's happening at the time you're listening to this broadcast, but the truth is, if everything in this world is falling apart and everybody's running into the hills and scared to death, do you have hope in you to respond differently that may prompt a question? And if a question is prompted, do you have an answer? Be ready to give an answer of anyone that would ask of the hope that lieth in you. May God help us to be ready and live on ready and give the response to point people to the hope that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?